Blog Talk Radio.
This one up because I had scheduled it and it didn't take. Another reason Mars needs to go direct, Gregory. But before I introduce you to my absolutely favorite astrology guest, right from over the UK, he's a very close friend of mine. I want to tell you what the rest of the week looks like on the Bonnie Albers Show. As you all know, I'm in and out until about the middle of July, and it is getting really crunch time for me. So I am going to have 5 shows a week, but some of them will be pre-recorded. I have 4 live shows this week, starting with today. And today, my special guest, and Gregory, if you'll just give me a second to introduce the rest of the week, is Gregory Scott. He is a fabulous, amazing crazy wonderful and handsome astrologist slash tarot slash YouTube sensation slash Facebook live sensation slash all the other sensations he will tell you about. He's wonderful, does this for a living, and I am amazed every time him and I speak. In fact, he was here last week. I was interviewing him. We were just chatting, and I had a lot of you on. So you are going to get on today. Don't worry about it. But I do want to inform you of what's going on because it changes from day to day. Tomorrow, I have Jerry Humphreys on. He's a spirit medium from the UK. He is another close friend of mine. I just adore Jerry. He does pet communication, everything you can think of, metaphysics, and you know he rocks the house. Friday, it's me wrapping up your week, but guess what? The week isn't done because on Saturday, I have a special show I would like to tune into myself, but I'm hosting. It is Bonnie Albers' On Air show with three guests. The first one is Mike Perry. He has a website called Emerald's Golden Light. He actually started Two Intuitives with me back 2 years ago. But because of his work situation and things he was doing in his life, he is really working a lot in the 3D world, but he is unbelievable, intuitive psychic. He leads one of the big paranormal teams in Ohio, and the two authors that are coming that he will help, and they're his friends, in the interview are named Trish Breedlove and Ed Breedlove. Ed writes the series called Dancer of the Dead. I mean, oh, like, is that too cool? That's so my show. And his wife just wrote a book called A Witch's Garden. A lot of healing has to do with the pagan, I guess, group, and they are really big into healing, crystals, grids of the earth, what produces in the earth to help medicine-wise with herbs and all kinds of beautiful energetic healing. So I'm really excited to feature both of those as authors. I mean, you never know what's going to happen on the show. So now I would like, without further ado, for me to introduce you to my fave astrology guy right over the pond from the UK. Hi, Gregory!
Hi, Bonnie.
So I am so sorry. First, let me apologize to you. When I got on my show this morning, and you know I'm crazy right now, it said that Gregory Scott and I were on in 7 days. So I had to punt and put whatever I could up so that we'd actually have the show. So for everyone out there, please forgive me because Gregory is in the house. Gregory, what do you got for us? And what have you been doing since last week?
Not a lot, really. I've just been speaking to people about their astrology, and I've been making videos, and I've been live on Facebook answering people's questions using the tarot, and so it's been a really nice, busy week. Yeah.
Well, wait, I have a question for you for your tarot before we start. Is my life ever going to settle down?
Well, I don't need a tarot card for that.
No, you already know. Go ahead.
You're the problem, aren't you, really?
I'm the problem? That's horrible. I don't love being the problem. But I'll tell you, I probably have the problem. But, you know, it's just crazy because I'm so excited to be back on the show, and it makes me nuts when I'm not on the show, and I think that's part of my issue. My energy is not the same when I'm not doing this 5 days a week.
I didn't understand what you said just now, earlier. So what was the problem? You thought something else was going to be on and then it wasn't?
Yes. Well, no, I scheduled you and I to be on, and I usually do a big banner. By the way, everyone, for all you who are waiting for Candy, she is sick. And so I'd like all prayers and healing to go out to our angel reader, and she always features this show. She puts it on Facebook, and she puts it on Twitter, and, you know, she does the chat if she's not reading for people. So please big shout out to Candy. So, you know, I just expected people to do my work for me. You know how I am. I'm a princess. Well, when I realized it wasn't done, it was too late. So I had to, so I couldn't feature the show properly because I had to scramble to put this show on.
Oh, my God. I'm out of here. I'm leaving.
Don't worry, Gregory. We still have listeners, although we just lost one. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, today's show we wanted to do on signs that are more compatible with other signs. We're going to talk for a little bit, and then I promise you we are going to get to the callers today because I interviewed you last week because we were in a, you know, this Mars thing is really killing us all, or I shouldn't say killing us all, but maybe it's not, you know, it's not the right energy. I think Mercury is still retrograde, but you and I got our little wires crossed last week. So I am back with my wires straight, and don't worry, everyone that is on, please stay on because Gregory will speak with you. So, Gregory, let's talk about signs that are compatible, like water signs with earth signs. I mean, what do you think about all that?
Well, I think certain personality types go well together and complement each other, and other ones don't. And sometimes it has to do with the elements, you know, certain, because we have the four elements in astrology, we have fire, earth, and water. And obviously, all the earth ones have something in common. All the fire things have something. What?
You keep missing one, Gregory. You missed it last week, too. Fire, earth, and water. There's another one.
Didn't I just say air as well?
No. Well, maybe I didn't. Maybe I didn't hear it, but I never hear air. My husband's air, so maybe that's a big telltale that I
You're blocking it out?
I'm blocking it out, but I love my husband, so it can't be true. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so sometimes, you know, things work together because they have the air things in common and the elements in common in general, and that helps. But you also have modes in astrology. So you have, if you split the zodiac into four chunks, four quadrants, then you get three. 3, 3, 3 makes 12. And then each sign is cardinal, fixed, or mutable. Cardinal is someone who provides the energy, who's the leader, who's in charge. Fixed is steady, solid, within their own energy. And mutable is flexible and adaptable. So that kind of feeds into things as well, and whether signs get on with each other. And as an example, the mutable sign of Virgo, together with the fixed sign of Aquarius, that doesn't work very well, for instance, okay? The reason for that is Virgo is earth, Aquarius is air. Virgo is mutable mode, so it's flexible and adaptable, and Aquarius is really certain and unmovable. So Virgo is going to be very flexible and interested in details and focusing on, you know, getting everything sorted out. And Aquarius is really interested and certain about the future and ideas up in space and, you know, what the future will hold. So Virgo is going to be nagging Aquarius, saying, come back down to Earth. And Aquarius is like, why is this person stressing the details, the small stuff? And there's just a fundamental clash, you know? They just don't like each other in terms of they have a different perspective on things. So a lot of the signs interact. It's like, you know, it's just like people. People interact differently, and there are certain things that come into play. But the signs is a nice way of kind of focusing on what exactly is going to be the thing that works well and the thing that may come and cause some clashes. So it's a nice way of breaking things down and making it more manageable, especially if you meet someone new and you're like, are we gonna be friends, or am I going to hate this person, or are they going to, you know, irritate me or whatever, then it's a good idea to look at what their main sign is. But then again, it's not set in stone because you also have other planets which are in your chart and they're going to influence you too. So you're a Cancer, right?
Yes, I'm a Cancer.
Yeah, so but you have a lot of Sagittarius in your chart.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? But you know what? I never ever claim that I am a Cancer. I don't know why, but I don't. I always claim that I'm a Sagittarius. It's really weird, or a fire sign. So I think I have a lot of Leo, actually, in my chart. I'm not sure. I think it's Leo. But Leo and Sagittarius have a lot in common.
Oh, yeah, the egomaniac, yeah.
Yes, that's me. So I, you know, to me, that's that just shows you why I'm not a Cancer. I don't know. You know, I think I came with a Cancer because I have to take care of my family. I think that's the only part of Cancer that I am.
Right.
But you know
go ahead.
What's really weird is my husband's an Aquarius, and I read one time, Cancer and Aquarius, why? And sometimes I shake my head and say, I keep remembering that statement, but we have 37 years of a lot of love and bliss. So
I'm glad you made that point, because I don't spend a lot of time going into sun sign compatibility. I mean, when you suggested the topic of the show today, I was like, okay, this isn't something I usually spend a lot of time with, because I think you can do people a disservice, you know, and say, oh, you're an Aquarius and he's a sun sign Cancer, don't do it. And then in the meantime, you might have, you know, eight planets in a different sign, and it could be your soulmate or the one. And I think it's a little bit overly simplified when you do this and you say, oh no, you can't be with this person because they're sun sign. So I don't really operate on that level. But it is interesting to see, you know, how the identities and how the ego side of a personality will work with another sun sign. So it is interesting. But don't get divorced because of today's show. You know, don't hand in divorce papers or whatever.
Yeah, well, please don't let us know anyway. But I have to tell you this, though, Gregory. I do feel back in the 60s, it's really crazy, but I do feel back in the 60s when it was what's your sign, you know, it gives you something to go on, because there are personality traits. And but, you know, there's also hormones, and those hormones are going to trump the personality traits, whether it's good or bad. So I don't think anybody doesn't date somebody because of the sign. But I will tell you that it explains, like, you know, I'm going to take the one that I just love so much, Capricorn. Okay, all you Capricorns out there, I love you, because I don't have the ethic you do. I do have a work ethic, but you are work, work, work. You show your love through work. At least that's what comes through for me. But I have to tell you, and my husband is a Capricorn moon. So the thing is that
my sister's a Capricorn as well.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing that what I want to say is, when I do meet a Capricorn, it explains things. Now, yes, I don't know any other planets. I don't know any of what's going on. But the traits of a Capricorn, as broad as they are, really help me understand some of the things that I maybe wouldn't have understood before. So I don't think that it's a cancel out, but I think it does let you know a little bit about who you're, you know, with. And I love that because yes, we all defy the odds in some way, because, you know, hormones, like I say, Trump, if you feel like somebody's really cute and you're attracted to them, I'm going to tell you right now, it won't matter if that sign is in his son or her son.
What I usually do is, if someone asks me what kind of a sign should I be with, what I look at is the sign that's on the descendant. So the sign that's opposite the rising sign, because that's what that person is naturally like. And then I also look at what is opposite the sun sign. So let's say you have a Taurus rising. Mm-hmm. And you have a Gemini sun, okay? Then the thing that you need to remember is that we're all somewhere along that axis between the rising and the sun sign. We're naturally like the rising, and we're striving towards becoming the sun sign. And that's why I think being either with the opposite of the rising or the opposite of the sun may work. And usually when I look at someone's entire chart, then I get a clear picture of, you know, you should be with a Libra or something like that, because I can get a feeling what they more identify with, the rising or the sun. So let's say you are. Yeah, it is. So if you are Taurus rising, then the opposite of that would be Scorpio. So that would work. Or if you're a Gemini sun, then the opposite of that is Sagittarius. So then you have a choice. You can go with a Scorpio or a Sagittarius. And those two are very, very different. But depending on what makes up your personality via your rising and your sun, that's going to be very different too.
That is
so
interesting.
So that complicates it even more.
Well, I got to tell you, Geminis are two people anyway. They might love the Scorpio one day and then love the other one the other. So, you know, you never know with those Geminis, because they can. My dad was a Gemini. Geminis are so interesting. I'm not a Gemini. I know you're not. So But, you know, Geminis are interesting because they are.
Yeah,
two
I like Gemini a lot.
Yeah, they're very, very, very,
very,
very, very intelligent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe I'm a Gemini. You know what? I think I'm going to take responsibility for being all the signs. What do you think of that?
You're a Capricorn, aren't you?
No, I'm a Cancer. And I'm a Cancer sun. Don't you dare do that to me, Gregory. But I know we want to talk about what's happening in the sky today. But let me take a caller because I know that we could get into really getting into a whole lot of fun here. So 908, you are on with Gregory, the famous astrologist. Hi. 908, did you fall asleep?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm sorry, I'm nervous. I wasn't expecting you to speak to me first.
Well, listen, I it's by default, but let me ask, do you know what sign you are?
I'm a Virgo.
Talk to Gregory. Hey, you're an earth sign. I gotta put you away for a minute. No, earth signs for me are weighty, but Gregory loves them. So how do you feel about
Virgo too. That's why I love them.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
What's your name?
My name is Trish.
Hi, Trish.
Trish, okay. And what's your date of birth?
8/26, August 26th. Do you need the year?
Yeah.
1970.
Oh, I love that.
Do you know the time?
3:30, I think, around there in the afternoon.
And where were you born?
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah,
New Jersey.
I didn't say it that way.
New Jersey. What town
in
New Jersey?
I'm a Jersey girl.
What town? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Rahway? Yeah.
How do I spell that?
R-A-H-W-A-Y.
Wait, I got to answer. I think that's a movie about Rahway Prison, wasn't it? Are you from Rahway?
Yeah, that's the hospital I was born in. That's not where I lived, but that's the hospital I was born in.
Okay, all right.
I always say I'm a Philly, New York, and Jersey girl, so I love those areas. I was born there and raised there, so.
Okay, so Trish, just ignore Bonnie. She just rattles on all the time. Just block her out. Sorry, Bonnie. I'm joking,
okay.
Of course.
I love you, sweetie.
Trish, your rising sign is Sagittarius.
Yay!
Okay. Yeah, so you're like Bonnie. And Sagittarius rising means you're naturally someone who's looking for adventure and excitement, and you're on a mission to learn and discover. But your sun sign is Virgo, okay? So what goes on for you really is that the sign opposite Sagittarius is Gemini, which is about communication and the intellect, but that's also very closely linked with Virgo because Virgo and Gemini are both about communication. They're both ruled by Mercury, and they're both ruled by this communication planet, and Gemini is about putting information out there, and Virgo is about getting information in and breaking it down and making sense of it. So you would do very well with a Gemini because they're upbeat, they're chatty, they're looking for answers, they're interested in everything. And also what would be good for you, really, if you're up for a challenge, would be a Pisces. Because Pisces are very spiritual, they're very much in their imagination, and they will take you away from all of the earthy practical stuff, you know, how much do I weigh today, blah, 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 all the Virgo stuff. Ideally, though, with your chart, I would suggest you go the Gemini route. I think that would be a lot of fun, and that would give you similar answers, but just in a more kind of less kind of spacey way than Pisces would do, because Pisces are very, very in their feelings, you know? And you might get a bit irritated with that, especially being from New Jersey as well.
Thank you.
Well, wait a minute. Are you looking for someone?
No, I'm just confirming what I already have, which is a Gemini. So.
Well, you got a Gemini.
Kidding.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And what's that like?
It's good. It's good. I just wanted to make sure. Just interested in and what the rest of the, you know, if you know, sometimes you can second guess yourself. So.
Yeah.
Well listen,
Gemini's perfect.
Are you been married for 40 years and you're just double guessing yourself now, or is it somebody you're dating?
I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, secret.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, you know what? Then she's got some Scorpio in her. But I'll tell you, it is amazing what, and we're just giving you the tip of the iceberg. But really, astrology is amazing. So I am going to.
Is it just me who can hear that barking? Where
yeah,
is that
I just
from?
I had two dogs. I have two dogs who just all of a sudden went wild over. I don't know what. I'm all alone.
Oh,
oh
my
you.
Goodness.
Okay.
Well,
sorry about that.
Do you know what? I love Sagittarius rising because that's what I am. So see, not only do we have that in common, but that is really a cool thing. And stay with your Gemini and let us know how it works out.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. That is so funny, Gregory, because, you know, you think about it, some people are already attached. And they just are looking to see if they're attached to the right sign. So, again, when Gregory was telling you don't get divorced because you're not with the right sign, just remember that astrology is made up of many, many, many different parts. And we didn't do this in the beginning, Gregory, but you do have a business. You do this for a living. So tell everybody how
yeah.
you... what you do and how you, because there's not just your birth chart. I love the birth
no,
chart.
And knowing what sign you're compatible with is great and fine and all of that. But with predictive astrology, we can be much more predictive. We can be much more specific and say, actually, July is a really good month for love to come in. And I think you're going to meet someone through your work or by going to some seminar or something. We can get really specific about what's going to happen with love in future or ways to improve your existing relationships. It's not just about like matching your sun sign to another sun sign. So I do, like Bonnie said, I do this for a living. My website is gregoryscott.com. Have a look at that. Just click on the readings tab and you'll see the types of readings that I do. A lot of people aren't able to get a reading. So because of that reason, I've started doing live broadcasts on Facebook and on Periscope because I try and stay trendy. And if people have questions, I just answer them for them on those live broadcasts. So check out my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/GregoryScott444. But most of my work is on YouTube. It's youtube.com/tarotastrology or just type in Gregory Scott Astrology or Gregory Scott Tarot and you'll find my videos. I do daily tarot readings for everybody. I do weekly astrology forecasts for all signs and I do a monthly forecast for your sun sign. So whether you're a Virgo or a Cancer, it's all on the YouTube channel. So please have a look at that. And if you like it, please subscribe.
I love that. Yes, very important because then you get to see what he actually looks like. I can't wait till they actually do that on Blog Talk. But I am going to pick up. The next caller is 917. 917.
I know. I was so upset that this is a radio show. I was walking around and I was like, oh my God, I'm looking so good today. I'm just like so gorgeous. And I have to
Me
go on
too.
The radio now. It's such a shame. You
Me
too?
Too?
I know.
Well, I had to get dressed.
The wrong medium for us, Bonnie.
I know. 719 is on with us, but I just before I actually
Hello?
Ask you, hi, just give us
Hi.
1 second. You can join in with us. But, you know, I'm actually dressed up today instead of in, like, workout clothes
oh, yeah.
or whatever. Because I had to go to the doctor this morning, so, like, my hair's done, my makeup's on, and I'm ready to rock and roll. So I know what you mean. If we were on, like, television, we'd be famous. Okay, so hi, 917. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing fabulous. What's your name?
My name is Anna.
Anna, are you Anna, the one from are you my Anna from Miami?
No, sorry.
Okay. No, that's okay. You can be my Anna anyway. We have a girl that calls
Thanks.
In. Oh, and I love her. So she calls in every once in a while, and I just want to make sure I give her a big shout-out. Anna, what
sure.
sign are you?
Aquarius.
Oh, you're a forward thinker, Anna. So go ahead, Gregory. I'll let you have her.
So Anna, do you have a specific question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would like you to look into my love life and see if you see anything for me. Thank you.
Well, can we do the star sign too, Gregory? Because I want to just see.
Yeah, what's your date of birth, Anna?
January 28, 73.
And the time you were born?
11:14 a.m. in the Netherlands, Amsterdam.
Oh, in Amsterdam. I used to live in Amsterdam.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah. She still does.
I lived,
she's not telling it.
I lived.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, it was lovely. And I used to live near Anne Frank's house. I used to, every day, walk past and check how long, I used to check how long the queue was.
Nice. I know the queue's very long, especially in the summer. Yeah.
I know, around the corner. I know, it was crazy.
Yeah,
I used to count the people every day.
Oh, how nice.
Anyway.
You were just there.
So, oh, wow.
No, Jerry, Gregory, weren't you just there?
Are you thinking I'm Jerry?
No, I'm thinking you're Gregory. I'm writing in chat, and that's Jerry. I'm talking to you, and you're Gregory. So please tell us, you just were there, weren't you?
No, I wasn't in Amsterdam.
Oh,
I was in Austria.
You know,
it's a country.
Okay, you know, A's, Austria, Amsterdam. I mean, did you want me to know the difference, really, from the United States? Did you really want me to know the difference?
Well, that, you're right. That's true. I should give
Thank
you a break.
You.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. So, go ahead,
Anna. Anna, your rising sign is Taurus, and your sun sign is Aquarius, okay? The thing opposite your rising is Scorpio, but the sign opposite your sun would be Leo. And I think it would be a much better match for you to be with a Leo rather than a Scorpio. Because what I think you're looking for is someone who's excitable, who's passionate about things, who's outgoing, and who you can kind of lend your practicality to, and that would be a good match for you to look for a Leo, okay? I think that would work very well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you've got a lot of fire in your chart as well. You've got your Moon, Neptune, and your Mars in fire, so you need someone fiery who can kind of keep up with you anyway.
Yeah, I'd like somebody that's an Aquarius right now. He's Aquarius.
Okay. So that's exactly the same as your sun sign. So you're going to be on the same page about a lot of things. You might find that a little bit boring, though, sometimes. So make sure that... No?
Yeah, I said okay.
Yeah, so just make sure you you inject some excitement in that and make sure that, you know, the two of you do stuff together and make sure you get a bit grounded at times and actually plan practical, fun things to do together. Yeah, but...
Okay.
I don't even mention that, like if it's the same as the sun or the same as the rising, because you're going to have a natural affinity with that because it's what you are already.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how long have you been together with your Aquarius?
Well, I've known him for 3 years ago, and now we met each other again. So we're kind of hanging out for like about 2 weeks, and now we're taking a bit of a break.
Yeah, do you know what, though, Gregory? Wait, can I just interject something here? Because, you know, I'm such an astrologist. I'm such an astrologist myself. wasn't there a big retrograde, five planets in retrograde? It brought all people back from the past, but that didn't mean that they were going to stay. Do you remember, Gregory? So can you elaborate?
I do remember,
Yeah, I mean, I just couldn't believe I made a person that that my girlfriend liked from the third grade. I mean, come on, third grade, and they still remember you. So you know that, Gregory. But you know, so why are you taking a break? Because you're just taking a break. Because when you look back to the past, and I'm a counselor, it always doesn't mean that you're meant to be in the future. So it's interesting. You met him during the five retrogrades or four retrogrades.
Yeah.
So. You might want to do yourself a favor and look for what Jerry tells. What did you tell her to look for, Leo?
Jerry, my name is not Jerry. Gee.
You know what, Gregory? I'm so
sorry. Oh, my God.
Jerry.
He's going to kill you.
Yeah.
Anna,
I think
Anna,
today is
I'm sorry, but I don't get such a bad vibe about this guy, and I think he's actually quite, he could provide you with a lot of fire and excitement. So I don't know where you're at exactly, but I don't think that you need to kind of be steer clear of him at all. I think there's more to look out there, and I don't think you should end it just yet.
No, I think it's a good thing to practice on, to practice stuff on. And
but Gregory, if they're taking a break, Gregory, what does that mean?
A break means he has to get his act together.
He has to get his act together.
Yeah. Right. So I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm not sure about that either.
Yeah, I don't love that.
I don't think somebody can change.
Yeah. But I have to tell you, the reason I keep saying Jerry is, Jerry, will you please stop writing in chat? Because that's why I don't read chat, talk chat, or do chat.
Yeah, I feel really special. It's just like one of Bonnie's many astrologers. Jerry, Lewis, whatever.
No, he's not an astrologist. But I do have to tell you that if I'm writing in chat, it's usually a bad idea for me. So, everyone, that's why I do not write you in chat. So please pardon me, because I think I...
Oh, don't worry about it. I was just joking. It's fine.
Well, sorry about your name.
You can call me Bill.
Okay, Bill. But I do have to tell you, can you throw some, you know, to me, if somebody's taking a break, I got to tell you, this is past life, this is past, you know, past relationship, past life, you're ending something you didn't end before, and you got to walk into the future. So to me, and that's just me.
Okay, so you're getting that quite strongly,
are
you, Bonnie?
Easier said than done.
Yeah, well,
the problem is,
Gregory, when someone walks away to get their act together, it leaves space in between. And so usually, like for me, for counseling, and that's my 3D world, but I do intuitive counseling, to me that means when you come back in a retrograde, it doesn't always last. So that's what I've always looked at, and that's why I said it, because I don't believe when you have to take a break from a relationship needs to continue. Even if it takes a lull, it needs to continue to bloom. You don't take a break after 2 weeks from a relationship and expect that relationship to work. So my big thing. I have to move to the next caller, but
Sorry, but Anna, when you're saying it's difficult for you to detach, and I think there's still something there between you. So what is it that you need to resolve?
No idea. Just my hope.
Did you walk away from him and say, listen, you need to get your act together and then we can start up?
No, that's not how it went. He started getting some feelings and anxieties, and he keeps coming and going. And then I said, you know, let's just take a 21-day break. Then he started to freak out and calling me.
A 21-day break.
Yeah.
That's kind of like my diet.
Okay, so you did. So you did end it. So you did say, let's take a break.
What else can I say? He's freaking out and saying that he has to focus on his work. That's what he does always.
Right.
That he can't do relationship and work. And so I said, let's take a break.
Okay, perfect. So I think your priority needs to be you and, you know, how you're feeling. But I think there's a lesson in all of this. So see what the lesson is. And then I think once you learn that lesson, it will be easier to put an end to this. Because I also agree with Bonnie. If you're taking a break after 2 weeks, it's probably not going to last for 40 years. So see what the lesson is and move on. Okay?
Yes. That's what I'm going to do.
All right, honey, you let us know what goes on. Always lessons with retrogrades. So I don't like them myself, but, you know, what can you do?
I don't like it either.
I don't like it. So call us and let us know what happens. Remember, you got another sign to look at, a Leo.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, this is a little bit, I'm not sure exactly what we're doing, because are we just looking at opposite signs in theory, or are we actually looking at, because I just want to clarify for people, if you're asking about a genuine relationship, then I'm not looking at what's opposite your sign. We started this show just theoretically talking about how this works. But to actually look at this, what we're doing now, doing readings for people, I look at completely other things. So I just want to clarify that if anyone's a bit lost in terms of what we're doing. But it's
yes,
a bit muddled
now.
Yes,
but you were right. You were totally right. Because
to look at
we
something
never look
like
at,
that for...
Yeah, we always look at the same signs, Gregory. You know, like if a Cancer and a Cancer, Aquarius and Aquarius, that's a no-brainer. But, you know, when it doesn't work, then it doesn't mean every Aquarius isn't going to work because, you know, you were right, absolutely
no.
right.
Yeah, and what we're talking to people about now on the phone, I don't ever do the sign compatibility. I don't even take that into account. I look at the person's chart. I see what I get there. I use the tarot as well, my intuition, and that's how I really work. I don't ever go, well, Scorpio's across from your rising and Leo's across from your Aquarius and therefore it'll work or not. So I just wanted to clarify that because it's a bit of a muddle.
Yeah, it's
wanna,
a very, very,
you know,
it's a
that,
very,
make that clear.
Well, it's a very tough, it is a very, it's a science. It's actually a very big science. But with science comes intuition. So Gregory is one of the best. We're just playing around on the show. But to tell you the truth, what he said, and maybe that's what, you know, people are, you're not hearing is, when he said this guy's a nice guy, I'm sure he is. But when you walk away, what'd you say? Didn't you say she'd be good on this relationship?
Yeah, I think there was still something
oh,
there.
Oh, definitely. There is definitely something
yeah.
there. She needs to let go. So, yeah. And you're okay. Totally right. So, okay, 860, you are on with Gregory. Hi.
Hi, thank you.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
And what's your sun sign, Lisa?
Aquarius, January 26th.
Oh, you got a lot of Aquariuses today, Gregory. I wonder what the lesson is there.
Go for a swim. Is that a water sign or the air sign? Go for a fly.
It's an air sign. It's the water bearer, but it's an air sign. Yep.
Okay.
And what's your question?
I have, every time I take a 2 steps forward, I get thrown back 100 feet, and I'm wondering what lesson I'm missing because I'm feeling like I can't get up anymore at this point. I don't know. I'm sorry to hear that.
In what part of your life? Is it in work or in general?
My health is being affected by my stress levels, family, everything.
Okay, well, let's have a look at that. So I didn't catch your name. What was your name?
Lisa.
Lisa. And what's your date of birth?
1/26/59.
1/26/59.
Mm-hmm.
January 26, 1959.
Yes.
Wasn't
okay,
the
and
other
time
girl
of birth?
The same?
Time of birth? Time of birth, Lisa?
Oh, time 2:40.
In the afternoon?
Afternoon, yes.
You sound a lot, you have a very youthful voice. And where were you born? Where?
Hartford, Connecticut.
I love Hartford, Connecticut.
Really? It's awfully expensive.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting. I know,
but it's beautiful. It's beautiful there.
Okay, so let's have a look at why you feel so stuck. Okay, the thing is, Lisa, you're coming up for your Saturn return. Okay, so Saturn has entered the same house where it was when you were born. Now, Saturn return is the most important thing that can happen in astrology. It only happens 3 times in your life. It happens between the age of 28 and 29 and a half, 56 and 58, and then again in your 80s, okay? And Saturn is a really kind of tough planet. It's think of him as the head teacher of the school, and he makes you sit your exams. And when your Saturn return comes, you're kind of forced to look at your life to see what you're doing and to examine whether the things that are in your life and the things that are happening actually work for you or don't, okay? And it gives you the choice. You can either deal with them, and usually Saturn kind of brings things to a crisis point and puts things in your path where you really have to make some changes in your life. And you're coming up to that. I think you're starting a bit early because it really hits later on this year at the beginning of 2017. So I think what you're going through now is actually a precursor to all of that, and you're being asked to make changes, okay? So if things no longer work in your working life, in your relationship life, then it's time to actually look at things differently and to make some changes. Saturn only highlights those things and only puts crises into your life on things that do not work, okay? So if you're an addict, for instance, if you've been an addict for 10 years and your Saturn return comes along, the addiction will come up because it's something in your life that doesn't work. So you really have the opportunity here to go a different way. And what your astrology is saying, that you're kind of hitting a wall in terms of what's working and what isn't working. What do you do for work?
I can't work anymore. I have 6 autoimmune diseases. I was a barber, and I'm trying to Reiki because I would be capable of doing that part-time.
Okay, so... Right, you would be able to do Reiki. You've got you've got a lot of water in your chart. You've got a rising sign that's Cancer. You've got a midheaven that's Pisces. Doing Reiki would be something in that you could use to heal other people. And you don't need to be healed yourself to heal others. And that's something different that you could look into and that would work. When it comes to romance and relationship, you've got the lucky planet and Neptune, the dream planet, in your fifth house of romance, in your birth chart. So there's no way you're going to be single for the rest of your life. There's no way.
Wow.
Okay. So if there are things that aren't working in that sector, then again, use that Saturn return message to do things differently and approach it in a different way.
I'm married, but my marriage is pretty bad.
Okay, well, if your marriage is pretty bad, then you need to do things differently to either make the marriage better and try and save it, or do things differently. That's the message of Saturn. And the reason why things are so tough for you at the moment is because they're not working and you're being asked to make changes.
Absolutely. I love Saturn returns as like cleaning house.
It's really, it's a very powerful energy. Does that make sense, Lisa?
Saturn needs to get me better so I can go and get a job and make the changes. I'm locked in.
Well, no. You've got to work with what you've got. No one's going to wave a magic wand and give you, and no one needs to wave a magic wand and make everything better. You can work with what you've got now.
I haven't been able to work. If I had a job, I could do everything differently, but I work so sick.
Okay, well, then that's a choice in itself. And I'm sorry to be harsh, but you're making a decision with that. You're saying, you know, if I had a job, everything would be great, but you don't. And you've got to get on with what you've got in your life.
It's kind of like the Olympics we just saw, Gregory, where, Prince Andrew came over here, I think. What are they called? Okay. The Olympics, they're showing me. When you've got some, you know,
oh,
some
the Invictus
things,
Games.
Yeah, that's what they're showing me. Like when
Prince Harry came over.
Yeah, Prince Harry. That's right. Can Prince Harry meet Princess Lauren? Because that would be a really good match. But I've got to tell you, they're showing me this, Lisa, and I am not here to tell you that you're not going through a really hard time. Here in Saturn return in your chart, I had a friend who does astrology. I don't know. She doesn't do it. You know, she just is doubt. She does it for her own love. But when she said when Saturn return was in her house of home, she packed everything up. She put it in one box. She knew she wasn't going to be there, and she left. So she knew that it was going to tear her up. Also, Pluto, I think, was something in her house. And so what we're doing is telling you that you have to work with some of the things that you have. Unfortunately, I know as a nurse, what you're going through is not great, okay? But where there is a will, and I know you have one, there is a way. And it's just climbing or pulling or pushing or finding that way to make it work. And I think that's what some do, because I know people who, my husband works at the VA, who don't have legs, don't have arms, who are amazing, amazing people. And so you're an amazing person. Find the chi within you and do it, because I know that you can. It's just hard. It's not going to be easy, but there is a way, and you just got to find it, because Gregory and I can't give you those answers, but we know that you can do it.
I appreciate
that.
Can I just add
something to that?
Yeah, of course.
The good thing about Saturn is, while it's tough to work on these things, on the other side of that, there's real security and stability. So once you get through the challenges, you really come out the other side with much more solid and stable circumstances in your life. So it's about not quitting before that miracle happens, and asking for the strength if you don't have it yourself. You know, asking your guides, asking your angels, please help me, I can't do this alone.
Absolutely.
I've been trying really hard to start a little Reiki business, and I can't even get people to come over and give them free Reiki. I never have anybody to pay for it. And I've been trying for 2 years. I talk to people in stores anywhere, and it's just crazy. And I'm really good. I really have a gift. People get off the table and say, wow, but nobody sends anybody. Nobody comes back.
Okay. That's a very specific issue. Actually, that's a quirk. When you offer people free things, they tend to get suspicious. So I think what would instantly make that very would sort that out for you quickly is if you charge them $5-$10. It would actually make it easier. That would put people's minds at ease.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Yeah, that's
true. My experience when I've offered things free. They're like, well, what's the hook? What do you want?
Yeah.
I don't want a free reading.
Well, another thing is, Gregory, what I always say is, I'm not going to use a name, but why am I any different than the Long Island medium? I know all my friends do the same thing, but she makes $4,000 an hour. Are you going to tell me spirit's giving her different messages? No. But because she started with, you know, she charges so much, everybody thinks she's wonderful. And yes, she's wonderful, but is she more wonderful than some of the people I have on my show? No. So look at that and say to yourself, what am I worth? It's an energy exchange. You might not be able to get $100 an hour at this point because you're not established. But if like Gregory said, $5-$10 says to people, this is an energy exchange. I'm exchanging, you know, this for this, and I'm really excited because she's so good, and I'm only going to get it for $10. Wow, I'm going to tell all my friends. But if you do it for free, the suspicion is you don't know what you're doing, which is a shame, but it's the truth.
That is a shame.
Yes.
Really?
I know. Well, honey, you know what? How about going on to, do you have metaphysical shops around you?
No.
Okay. Start looking for them, okay? Start looking for them. Metaphysical stops, you know, people mask, like I found a metaphysical store in Philadelphia that everybody said there's no metaphysical store there. It was called the Leather Bookshop. Okay, well, I knew when they said they sold crystals, it was the best metaphysical shop I've been in. So you've got to look at certain keywords, because there is metaphysical shops, unless you're in the middle of probably Utah, and I don't even know, I shouldn't say that, but that there isn't a metaphysical store or shop near you. It's just maybe the wording isn't the same. Okay?
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Look for it. Okay, and good luck. I'd take your Reiki if I was around you. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day, and look up, because it's going to only go up from here.
Bless you both. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, Gregory. Can I take one more caller? Greg? Oh, did I put you? Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm so sorry. Greg,
did you put me on mute?
I did put you on mute.
I've got a few minutes. So, yeah, a quick one.
Okay.
We can do a quick one.
Uh-huh. Okay, 86. I think this is, I got to see which one I took off. 504, if you've been with us, just tell us. 504, you're on with Gregory.
Hi, Bonnie. It's Mary Lou from New Orleans. Hi, Gregory.
Hi.
Mary Lou. Hi. I won't start singing right now because you don't have a whole lot of time. Mary Lou, what is your star sign?
What's
or
my
your sun sign?
Sign?
Yeah.
It's Libra.
Oh,
October
22nd. Libra. Oh, gosh. 11-22. No, 10-22. Okay. I was going to say 11-22. Oh, my gosh. The angels touched you. But, okay, go ahead. Great, great.
But they didn't touch me in October.
Yes, they did. My daughter's October 24th. So, yes, they did. Go ahead. Go ahead. Great, great.
Okay, so Libra is an air sign, and the sign opposite Libra is Aries. And Aries is fire. It's much less compromising than Libra is. So that would be a good match because that would enable you to move forward as a partnership, whereas something that you're going to struggle with and kind of have as a theme is constant back and forth, compromise, what's my needs, what's their needs. So to be with someone like an Aries would really clarify things for you. Because it's an air sign, obviously another Libra would work. But what I found works well with Libra is actually Taurus, because you're both ruled by Venus, the planet of love and beauty, and you're creative, you like beautiful things, you like things to be elegant and refined, and Taurus is actually able to create a lot of practical, beautiful things in the world, so that would be your other one to look out for.
Wow.
Okay.
Mary Lou,
okay.
Did you have some? Yeah, we only have 3 minutes, so normally I'd say you could ask a million questions, and I haven't heard from you for a while, so I'm glad that you're here. And please call Gregory back, because if he still wants to come on the show after I called him every name, but then we want Gregory all the time. But you know what, Gregory, I have to tell you, and Mary Lou, I always say, and I have stopped saying it for a while, that I can't write, chew gum, talk, and think at the same time. So even though that's an excuse, that's a good one for me. So Mary Lou, go ahead. And did you want to? Yes, go ahead. We have a couple of minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. So, Gregory, do you see any love coming up for me with any of these signs?
Okay, well, to do that, what I do, I don't look at what's opposite your sun sign, so I need to look at your actual chart for that, and I'd need to take all your birth info. So, what's your birthday is 22nd of October, what year?
1962.
Okay, and what time were you born?
12:07 a.m.
Wow.
12:07 a.m. And where were you born?
Wheeling, West Virginia.
Okay. So. Okay. So, you relationships may have been and things may have been a little bit delayed and things may have been a bit of a struggle because you've got Saturn in your seventh house of relationship. But on the plus side, you've got Venus, the planet of love and beauty, in your fifth house of romance and relationship. So the one thing that you should not do is lower your standards. You know, a lot of, especially women, start to hear the message from girlfriends that, oh, you're so picky, why don't you just, you know, settle and blah, blah, blah. Don't do that. Currently, you've got Saturn in your fifth house, and that's in your fifth house in love and romance for the next couple of months. So don't torture yourself saying, oh, what's wrong with me if nothing's happening. Saturn is going to slow that down for the next couple of months, okay? So give yourself a break, work on your feelings instead of doing something you enjoy, and then reapproach that later on where things start to get a little bit easier for you naturally. Because Saturn just kind of squeezes things and makes them a little more tough, you know? And it's sitting on top of your natal Venus. So your goddess of love, your personal planet of love and beauty is really under pressure. And she's like, oh, no, help me, help me. You know, so that's maybe how you may be feeling. So just accept that as normal. It'll pass. And then if you do want to go out and date and you know, put yourself on the internet or whatever, do that in a couple of months from now, maybe like August, September time. It'll get much easier for you.
All right.
Wow. I love that, Mary Lou. Let us know how you're doing and whether the right one walks around in August, September, because I know you have a bright, sunshiny personality, and you just work on yourself, which is always the, you know, saying work on yourself until actually someone
Mary
steps in.
Lou will – Mary Lou is going to end up with someone because Saturn delays things, but once it's there, it's rock solid.
I know,
that's
I love that.
The blessing of Saturn. So
I know.
If the question is, am I going to be single forever, then again, it's absolutely not.
Don't you love that, Mary Lou?
Absolutely. That's what I'm holding on to.
Good.
All right.
Keep holding on to it. You'll get it.
But thank you. You said the right things. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Say Gregory,
so Bonnie,
you're wonderful.
Bonnie, I've got to run. I've got an appointment as well. So if anyone wants to get in touch with me, please visit my website. It's gregoryscott.com, and you can get all the info and book your reading with me there. Thanks, Bonnie.
Well,
bye.
Thank you,
bye.
Gregory. Bye. Okay, everyone, because Gregory did not give you the information long, I am going to give that to you. So if you go to gregoryscott.com, you can see his whole, he has a contact information page. He even has a calendar up. So if you would like to book a reading, an astrological reading, he does everything. I mean, he is excellent, amazing, and actually he's just fabulous. Always gives me clues as to what's going on in my chart. You can book an appointment with him. Go take a look at him on YouTube because he loves when you subscribe. He has a lot of followers, and he always wants them. He gives you great information. He's a really good guy, and I just want everyone to know before we are off the air, because we are off the air, we are going to be on live again tomorrow at 1 o'clock with Jerry Humphreys from the UK. Hopefully no one, probably Gregory will write in and I'll be calling Jerry Gregory. But it's all about the energy. It's all about what's going on in everybody's life. And Jerry will rock the house. He's going to take callers. He is a spirit medium from the UK. He's a pet communicator, a psychic. He is a Reiki master. I can't even tell you how many degrees because I don't know how far it goes up, but he's all the way up there. He's also a hypnotherapist, a person-centered counselor, and absolutely one of the best magazines, that I have, that I write for, www.psychicinsightmagazine.com, and a new edition is coming out. So please take a look at that and be with us at 1 o'clock tomorrow for me and Jerry Humphreys. We will rock the house. Thank you all for joining me. Thank you for putting up with my schedules, for my crazy energy, but it is really tough right now, and I'm trying to get shows on so that I don't miss all you, and hopefully you don't miss me so much, but I do want to put on at least a couple shows a week. As of July, mid-July, they will be back on as usual. The next 3 days, I will be having shows. Tomorrow is Jerry Humphreys. Friday is Mimi and me. And Saturday is a special show at 8 o'clock. Thank you. Bye.
Which means I'm a normal, regular physiotherapist.